So machine tell exact.
All?
No. Machine tell it has.
Behind.
So let's just go over Sif Dalit. Hoysa, Rechove Mitzadechot, Ixor Mitzadechot. If it was wide on the bottom, thin on the top, so you make it a square. You lengthen the thin to make it wide. Sif Dalit, yeah? Rechove Mitzadechot, Rechove. Hoysa Suri Kimin Gam, or Keshus. So it has 2 points, either like that or round, like a bow of an arrow, bow and arrow, bow. If it's less than 4,000 amas from one to another, because anyway you would reckon that there's 2,000, they can go anywhere as a trum, you change the trum as if it's the town, and the trum becomes from that straight line down. The moye ben shneiro sha alba lo fimith is 4,000. A moye in lo, more than 4,000, a moye in lele min akeshes. Then each one has to reckon from the keshes. You can't make this, that is the full town. There'd be one town there and one town there. And that space in the middle, you wouldn't be able to walk because it's 5,000. Zog de umo, vi yesho in min amokim shenish katsu sham akeshes. A moye in min akeshes also means that the top people can only reckon from there. Really, that's what it means. The top people can only reckon from there and not from there. Their 2,000 will finish there. They can't say from their 2,000, they can only say from their 2,000. So the Mechaber, so the Gemara, aber jetzt schreiben wir nachher schon das Katze schon mal Katze, schreiben wir alle aber aber Luft im Mama. That you can go, yes, I'm going, schreiben wir nachher schon, schreiben wir aber Luft. That, if that's 5,000, we said they can only reckon from there. No, they can reckon from there, because there is 4,000. So they can gain to walk till the little rabbit's 4,000, and then they can go further. Also, Zot the Gemara, because there, all this is Shesh Ben Akeshav Ayesi Yusma Alpai, because there's more than 2,000 from there to there. But if that's less than 2,000 to there, then anyway that'll be good enough. Just like that is 4,000 is good. If that is 4,000 is good. So if that's 10,000, it's also good, as long as it's less than 2,000 from there to there, to make a line, imaginary line over there, and to start the town over there. So the Mishnah Berurah, I think we're up to Yud Zayin, somewhere near there, Tezayin. Min amokem desvir le daafte brosha keshes on the gemur. Yeshem min amokshin skatshes on. Desvir le daafte brosha keshes o yuach avar balochem v'yoisa. Even at the end of the keshes is taka 5,000, more than 4. Afil och kimen shem be'em sakeshes miskatshes shem b'ezer zabar pa'ayim alma. Since a bit higher up. So you don't have to go right up to the houses. You can go up till where it's 4,000. Even those that live on top can start reckoning from where it is 4,000. From where it's still 4,000. So they'll gain till there and only then start their 2,000 ups. If the yesa is within 2,000, so even if it's like very, very wide, 10,000 wide, but it's all within 2,000, therefore you can reckon it. I'm going to have one. Learns, if this is like a 2,000 and this is 10,000, the Maila is that those people can make a line across there for their trum, but those people can't. Those people have to stop at 2,000. As the Mishnah Berurah says, Allah's in Chayil Kandem. I can't say why exactly. But the Master of the Mishnah Berurah says it's not like that. They can start on the top.
If the
Lomas is there, but Zicha, whatever you do, they've got 2,000 upwards. It's only a Machlokas whether they've got 2,000 downwards. When is the Machlokas? If that is more than 4,000 and that is less than 2,000. But the Malsa, the Mishabur takes on, not like the Mungan of Rome, that everybody gets everything, is either it's 4,000 or 2,000, either 4,000 or more than 4,000 but 2,000, everybody gets the whole thing. And now you've got Shaila, which the Ramos says everybody gets, they can get till the 4,000 mark. 1,000. And if it's wider, you get to the 4,000 mark. And then the Mishnah got shaila that this din that we just said, that you get 2,000, if it's 2,000, it's good. Is that the bi'alokha klet? Is that even if the 2,000 doesn't reach there? The 2,000 only reach there. Can they also count from there? Bi'alokha is not happy with it. But the chazanish is that everybody, yeah, as long as it's 2,000, you can put a line across there, and everybody gets that. Yeah?
What's wrong with you fill it in?
You fill it in.
And it's more than 4,000.
Yeah.
The only reason why you can fill it in is because less 2,000 that way.
Only
if it's heavy can walk it. What's happening is they'll come to the Muslim.
If it's more than 4,000, you can do it. Is it less than 2,000?
Yes.
No, the minor is that if it's more than 4,000 at the Magen Avraham, that they would have to go there, stop. Now the people on the bottom can continue.
Why? Because the people on the top. So why for those people? Only the head of those.
You're asking Pshat Magen Avraham? So, Zot Demish Burehei. Sif Zot Demichaba Sifhei. Now we've got a new din. We don't need a picture for it. It's quite a simple din, which is if we have a town over here, and then we have a house over there. So the din is, even though it's just one house, a town, we learn later has to be made up out of three houses. I can't say a lot about it. Once you've got a town, the town extends, we learnt, according to all its, whatever it looks like, and you make a square around it. How is the town extended? That means if you have another house over here, that will extend the town. Another house over there, that will extend the town further. And then you can make a square with that. How close does it have to be from one house to the other? The 70 and a bit, which is the slant of a Beis HaSayim. A Beis HaSayim is 100 by 50. Not a slant, it means that if you make 100, a Beis HaSayim is 100 by 50, Chatzar Mishkan. 100 by 50 is 500 square amas. Make that into a square, because the square root of 500 will be 70 and a bit. If it's not an oblong 100 by 50, it'll be a proper square, it's 70 and a bit. So as long as that house is 70 and a bit, it's okay. Sifres. Kol beis dira, shu yoytze me'er e'er, im hoya beino yuvene e'er, shivim am v'shnei shishim, 70 and 2/3, shu hutzela, which is the side, of a Beis HaSayim HaRubos, of a Beis HaSayim which is the 100 by 50 made into a square, perfect square. Oy pochas mizeh, or even less than that, vada. How zeh mitztarif lo eh, v'nech shev imenuk, shem moedin alpaim amal chol ruach, moedin chutz min Beis Diyu zu. You reckon from this Beis Diyu. So the Mishabuya Beis Diyu, sorry. Beis Diyu, af api she'en dorim ba, you test. Beis Diyu, you don't have to be living in it now, as long as it was once lived in. If it hasn't yet been lived in, it's chol nish. As long as it was once lived in, it's counted. Instead of making the line of the town here, the line of the town, even though this is only one house, a bit big for one house, make it like that, town. So instead, we'll make the line from this house the whole way down to square it off. Because the town, as if it's filled with houses over there, and we imagine it's filled with houses this way as well. Because there's only 70 and 2/3 from there to there. There's a din of kol noisin kalfif le'er. Kalfif is not the din that we learned before, kalfif. It's a different din. You make a green belt around the town, noha extra, before you start counting the 2,000. So the Rumor Paskins, some people say we only do it with two towns. We'll see later. But the Rumor Paskins, even one town. I mean, it's all what we've learned till now, that when you have a town, you reckon 2,000. Ah, you don't reckon 2,000. You always reckon 2,000 and 70 and 2/3. Because before, after you made your first square, which is around the town, filling in all the edges and all the houses of the town, which are close by, within close proximity of 70. So you made a nice square. Make sure it's square. Then you make another square, 70 away, 70 and 2/3 away, because there's a calf of here, every year's a calf. Then you go around another 2,000 amas. It's not very much, 70 is 40 meters. It's not very much. Oh, it makes a difference. So does some shot nice and cow for flair. And that's what they more holds. The Mechaber could be holds that you don't have a cow for a single ear. Only when you have two towers and you want to know whether there's what's in the and you want to know whether it looks in the Mishnah, you want to know whether this town is part of that town. Of Dame State, reckon a kalfuf for each kalfuf. So 140 makes it into one town. Space makes it into one town. More than that, 140 is two towns. Albert, the Gemara holds every town has a kalfuf, not a house. If you're living in a house, we had before, you're living in nowhere, so you reckon dalad, you don't get a kalfuf. That's zichah. If you're reckoning you're living in a house, that's it. But if you're living in a town, which we'll see later what town is, then the Gemara holds, you have a kalfuf, and here's what he's trying to tell you, that when you finish this house, and you made your square, make another square, 70 square. Another 70. Zodim Rumo, Chofalav, Zodim Shabuah, V'chein B'chol Mokam Shemoydedin. Pirish, Kish Ein Shom Beistira, B'toch Shemimama, even if there wouldn't be a Beistira, just a town, even though there's no extras on the town, no Singam Kem Shemimama Shemimama Shemimama, V'achakach Moydatrun. L'deri Shoyne, below the first Shitter, the Mechaba, who doesn't mention this, Ein Noisin Shemimama 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 When you want to be Mechaba to Ayoris, then you say it's not, they don't have to be next to each other. You can have 70 and 70 between them to make them one. It's a different thing. But here, the Gabe, one town to make its trum, or even two towns, three towns, wherever it is, once you've made one town, it becomes one town, let's say, if it's really wonderful, then you make always another 70 around it. So now this is the Gemara. Going back to the Mechaba said in Sif Hei that a town doesn't finish by the end of the town, you can add on, even on one side, if you have a little house, it'll add it on, 2 houses, 3 houses. Hoya bayas kov le'eb b'shirimama, ubayas sheni kov le'bayas sarishim b'shirimama, ubayas shlishi kov le'sheni b'shirimama, v'chein ad malach kama yomim, how hakol ke'e achas. It all becomes one town. At least, whether you go like this down and square it off, that could be not, because that's already out of the 2,000. If this is very long, it's kind of someone likes about that. What? I mean, well, the first, if you have 70, then you go, and we said, let's say this is a town, square it off.
Yeah.
Right, that's true. And you can have 140, okay. But once it gets more than 2,000 that way, and as someone likes about more than 2,000 or 4,000 is in the town, then you can't square it off anymore. You can't square off this area anymore. What you can do is that this town extends, so you wouldn't be allowed to walk over there. You're allowed to walk over there because the town will be built in a way that looks like that. So the people from here can walk along there, but not to square it off to make a line down to go over there. Understand why? It's all very nice saying. It's all very nice saying that. That is 70. So a house sticking out. Let's say it's mamash house is built up. House is built up. What do? Instead of making the line over there, we make the line over here. This is all empty space.
We have a right
to make the line over here. How much do you have a right to make the line? So it becomes like the din of keshes. That means you have, if this goes further, houses more. So this is the same. We had a keshes, or we had kamingam, which is a straight one. So if from there to there is already 4,000, you can't fill this in. With me? No? Is that what I'm saying? Clicks with the 4,000 and the 4,000, this way 4,000, that we'll see later. Right, we'll see later about it. But the Val, if it's less, 70 or...
They can still walk 2,000, won't they?
You can always walk through there. You can have a town that looks like this. You can have a town that looks like that. And here's 100, and here's only 20. You can have a that town. 100 miles, 20 miles. So if it goes out 10 miles that way, it doesn't allow you to fill this in. The Val, straight before you, does allow you to fill it in. That is all because we're talking about it's within 70, 100.
Kamingam.
Once it gets more than 4,000 over there, someone looks about that, and you can't just fill this in, this space. Because just like if you would start off with a town which looks like this, and there's more than 4,000 from there to there, you can't fill it in. And so maybe we had, if it would be a keshes, if you put keshes, Nick, you also can't fill it in if it's more than 4,000. So you can't just start filling in miles and miles and miles. So that's really exactly how was it lit. But that just take the back. So, hoya bayis kol yevashim v'mah bayis kol yevashim v'mah bayis kol yevashim v'mah bayis kol yevashim v'mah bayis kol yevashim. Everything becomes like one town. Shabu tam fuzon with spaced out houses. Uksha moidin moidin mechutz lebayis achon. And you can start counting, at least, definitely, if you're going walking through the houses, from the last house. So you can walk from this end to all the houses, without a problem. and then 2,000 davos. But this house has to be a house. What's called a house? Vushiye beis diyuze alba amas al alba amas oyus. Has to be at least 4 amas by 4 amas. V'chein beis hakneses sheshbe beis diyu lechazone. If it's a shul, it's not good enough unless it has a place which is lived in for the chazan. Beis habayit salilim, if it's a tifla, sheshbe beis diyu lekayaneh. It's got a diyu for the priests. It's also counted. They're also living creatures. So it's also counted to be a living place. V'hoitzreis. Sheyeshbehem beis diva, and the oitzras which have a oitzras is not counted yet as a oitzra. Rabbi Falk says in Marcelio that the oitzra in town would zicha be a oitzra because it's accessible the whole time. The oitzra out of town is not a beis diva unless sheyeshbehem beis diva. People have to live there as well. So the Chazon Ish says it's good enough. You'd have to eat, you sleep there. At least you have to eat bekviyas there. But I guess so. A big shayla on always on usually out of towns. You won't have a beis diva, but you'll have more likely a warehouse, or you'll have a beis chavrushas, manufacturing house. So is that counted or not? Chazon Ish seems to say only if mamush they're eating there bekviyas. But I guess if not, but I guess. And a bridge, v'akeva, and a keva, sheshbehem beis diva. So, this gesher, this gesher is built a bit like four walls and everything, but no one actually lives there. It's a proper gesher, it's got like a house. It's not good enough unless there's a beis diva part of it, and some say once you've got beis diva in it, the whole gesher becomes like part of it. V'sholosh mechitzas, and if you have 3 mechitzas, she'ein olehem tikra, even if they haven't got tikra, they once had, v'yesh ben abamas al abamas, and a house which is in the sea which people use to put things there. Because people put things there, it's not, we have to know why do they eat there, do they think there. 2 mechitzas that have a tikra, umara sheshal binyan al pia, and mara cave, which we don't really reckon a cave if it's under the ground as a good dira, but because yesh binyan al pia, it's got binyan on top, v'yeshra beis dira. So now, what's the chiddush? If it's got binyan, the binyan's good. So that's really a tosfos that the binyan maybe is not dalet. You can mistaref the mara, or the binyan is only is so you can be mistaref, and you can mistaref till the end of the mara. Maybe that could be the chiddush. If so, somebody there is going to go shaila that if you have l'mushal a train station, a subway station, underground station, and on the top you've got a house which people live in or eat in, let's say. So then you go down there into the mara, so you can reckon almost till the end of the other side of the underground, till there. Speak about it. Kolegu mitztalfin ima, im hoye betoich, shivim ame v'shilayim. Zod de mishabur. Chof gimel ke'e achas, chof gimel shabim b'tem v'zoy. Chof dalim v'chutz v'bay sachin, ozul etam si feilu, moshon l'isra mitchina. That means he says, the mechaba says from the house. But we know the Ramos maker and says, you can go 70 after the house. Bi'alocha here has a shtikul Torah that you shouldn't be making like the Gemara to do 70 after a house. Chazon Ish is very not happy with bi'alocha here. He says it's not pshat. We showing him avada like the Gemara. You can't go. You can't paskin like the Gemara to say 70 after a house. L'chazonim de stam beis hakneses lav l'diva ovid l'koy aneim delin yistalfus l'tzibba l'beina dafkadus yisrael. Doesn't have to be a Yiddish house. Labels are not a tzibba for 10 people you need to eat. Labels. That's it. Vo'itzus l'tvura l'ayayim l'ashema v'lav l'diva mekuvich rabin sheben beis diva l'shoimim kol anach beis diva rabin sheben albamas l'albamas sheshrem beis diva l'shoim ha'gesha little man mechas beis ha'kvos. Also the shoimim. He used to have a proper deal. And it's gone, one wall's gone. Either 3 without a tikra, 2 with a tikra. Because you empty out the kalim of the svinna. That it's used as a ware storehouse for the kelim. So the ken nechshav beis diva. V'gam zay marish yesh metal dam sadam amas vayim tashim ashirayim. Shtei mechitza gam shoy beis diva mitchila v'neres. U'maziva to soifi, you don't need maziva, just has to have a roof. Imar yesh di lavoche imar nechshaves lebeis diva. We'll stop. Stop there. Good. The mara is not counted as a mara underneath. Why is it not counted? Because it's not, it's underneath. So the Chazon Ish says, Ebazoi, if you have a house built on stilts, like the Durim and Abrak, it's also no good. Because ground level, you haven't got a dira. Just like under the ground, you can't get this dira.
How far the pool above ground?
I 10 Wochen. So there's a sefer called Tikkun Eivud, a very good sefer. It's three chalakim, two chalakim, just an Eivud Chubin. Somebody called Weiss in Williamsburg. They bring it already. It's good. Got it 30, 40 years ago. So he wants to tell them there, if you've got a chazan in the shul, then the shul's counted because it's got a base dira. So he tells us, so the shul's downstairs and the chazan lives upstairs, so the chazan is no good. Because that's only if the house is built on stilts.
Yeah.
If the house is close to the bottom, there's a big difference. No, so every person, if I live upstairs and downstairs is a swimming pool, a snooker room, I don't know what. So you say it's not living there. It's a very good
thing.
All the Jewish firms speak about this. Because all the Jewish, they had towns, and then out of the town, they wanted to know how much, and there was always this type of house and that type of house.
And even thinking the same, the same, and a lighthouse.
Even the same, our tax rabbis, there's two of them.